Hey everybody, thanks for stopping by. Episode 10, I believe. Distinguished Gentleman Podcast. This week, I have with me Bro Creeper.
Happy holidays.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's happy beginning holidays. To look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go. And Booze KDV is right here with me. And where is Dewey G? I don't know. actually, we're recording this very, very early in the morning on Christmas Eve. It is almost
It is officially Christmas Eve.
It is almost 2 a.m. Just going to let you know ahead of time here. This is going to be a very short episode. Just because, life.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
This is our gift to you. You get an episode this week.
Yeah, right. That's a huge gift. Our gift to you is you don't get an episode this week.
get a break from our stupid asses.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we still wanted to hop on and say hello and happy holidays. And yeah, I mean, it's just, we would have loved to have done a whole episode. Frankly, I think it's my fault. I know it's my fault. We're supposed to wrap Christmas presents last night, and we were so busy, we fell asleep on the couch, and had to do them tonight, and ended up doing them till like 1 o'clock in the morning. And rather than not do an episode, and I know that you know Stu's work week is really busy, you know. He has to work, you know. Canadian Christmas was like, you know, what?
July 14th.
It was like July, July 17th. July 14th. So he has to work all week.
Yeah.
And so it just made it a little difficult just with all of our schedules to try and get an episode out of any girth. So instead, we just want to say hi and happy holidays. And we hope we hope you have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy if you don't celebrate anything.
Yeah. Then just be happy. Be happy.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Be happy just being at home.
Happy Festivus.
Not. did you guys get all your wrapping and everything done?
Yes, I sat down and while watching Lupo's charity stream in my office, I sat on the floor and wrapped up all the stuff I had for my wife.
I still have yet to do that. I have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I got everything done. Me and my daughters wrapped my wife's stuff today. Mm-hmm. One of the presents looks decent because I did it, and the other one looks like a mess because they did it, but it's all right.
I like wrapping presents. I'm not that bad at it.
Yeah.
I wish I was better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't have the patience.
I'm bored. I was just a little disappointed. There wasn't any like... There wasn't like real Christmas movies on tonight to wrap the presents. I mean, the Grinch was on, and then after that, like,
which Grinch?
The Jim Carrey.
Or is Carlife or the Grinch?
Yeah, yeah. Cheer up, dude! It's Christmas.
We watched for the first time with them. Actually, we watched Home Alone last night with the girls.
Oh, nice! Yeah. It's on Netflix.
And they were. They were hooked on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like it was pretty late. It was like probably like an hour past their bedtime, and they were still glued to the TV. So that's good.
It's one thing about being on break is the kids are like, I can stay up as late as I want. I'm like, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
Please no.
My daughter every night like, but I don't have any. And it's like, yeah, and you don't sleep in. So guess what? You got to go to bed now or we're going to murder you.
Oh, man, I'm close to getting breakneck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I only need like 5 more kills and like 6 more double kills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like 4 more matches.
Oh, man. Damn. The matches is the tough part. That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. You'll like that gun. It's a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
When I put on like, I think I've got like extended mag or something like that on there, it just makes it.
The backup mag is like, if you don't have the new mod to make it with the extended
Backup mag is what I have.
Backup mag is the best to have, just so you can, because once it gets ramped up, you fly through the magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, is Breakneck energy or is it kinetic?
It's kinetic. Kinetic. It's good for it's good for the forge.
I don't know, I'll tell you that. I love my Tigress Bite. I don't know if I can replace it.
You know what?
You might use this is a good
competitor. I haven't used my Tigress Bite in a long time. Although it does feel good. I actually got this weapon from the forge yesterday, and it's not one of the frame weapons. It's just like a redone weapon.
Oh, it's a Black Armory variant.
Yeah, it's Black Armory variant. Yeah, it's a Galliard 42XN 7568. Which is basically
a hell of a name.
It's basically like a Tiger's Bite, but it's I believe it's much faster rate of fire. What's Tiger's Bite is a 450, and this is a 600.
Okay. So it's a good skate block.
Yeah,
it is a laser beam. It's awesome. Nice. I have Under Pressure and Kill Clip, and I didn't put any mods on this one, but I just got another one too, and it's Sway Reduction and Rampage. So I don't know which one. I mean, obviously, I would love the Rampage Kill Clip back in the fight.
I was telling Stewie and Brooke about this Trust hand cannon that I have. Mm-hmm. Trust, I don't know if you have that one.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do. I have like a mini Fatebringer roll on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got Dragonfly and Rapid Hit.
Oh,
so
nice.
It reloads faster and has what? It's got better aim or something?
Nice.
Is that what Rapid Hit does? Increases stability.
Hit,
yeah. And increased reload speed. So it's like a mini. It's fun to use. Been enjoying it.
I'm super excited today. I feel like I really don't want anything for Christmas anyway, but I feel like I got like a Christmas present today.
I know, finally.
And that is hit 650. And
bravo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very exciting because I feel like it frees me up. Like, I don't feel like I need to grind anymore. Like, I can maybe play Red Dead Online now, maybe try Spider-Man out, maybe play Destiny on PlayStation 2 again. Work on my Warlock, which is probably what I'll do. But I got my One-Eyed Mask today, and everybody in the house was like, "What happened? What's going on?" And I'm like, "It's nerd stuff," to my wife. Meanwhile, my son's like, "Dad, what does that do?" I was like, "Well, son, helps you get good." It's pretty
cool. What does it do?
Well, if you get damaged by an enemy, be it PvE or PvP, it marks them. And then I think once you...
If you kill Marie... It starts regeneration, I think.
Yeah, if you get an overshield. You Jesus. Get an, yeah, hold on, where is it?
It's ridiculous.
I smell OP.
Yes.
Okay, it says, marks the enemy that dares damage you. Track down and destroy your enemy for an increased damage and overshield.
So that's how Titans... I'm like, how did he get an overshield?
Yeah. It's pretty badass.
Bastards.
But like I was saying before, I'm really addicted to my insurmountable skull fort. It's very...
I don't have that on an Xbox.
Especially in Gambit. Oh my gosh. It's so good to just shoulder charge, grab the motes. Especially there's like a group of them. Shoulder charge, grab all the motes, keep running, shoulder charge, grab all the motes.
Yeah, see, when I had that and I played on PlayStation, I ran that in Crimson. So if you start to get low, you just shoot something, you get your health back.
And the grenades for that are good. I mean, plus you get the double grenades for Striker, and they're pretty decent. You pair those grenades with Malfeasance, and you melt any blocker that comes in there. Like, you know, Malfeasance alone, like you were saying, broke now when we were just playing, like two people having that, like
you can clear the bank.
They don't stand a chance.
Even the envoys go down pretty quick when you have two people with them.
Yeah.
One, they go down okay. Yeah. But two, it's just like, it's very noticeable. Mm-hmm.
I could tell when you were standing there next to me shooting them with me that they were going down.
I got a Black Talon the other day. That thing's fun.
Yeah, it is.
That thing's nice.
I've been wrecked by that in Gambit. People will like invade. Yeah, well, if you invade with that, you can just
run through too.
People. Yeah.
Like yeah.
It's crazy. So it's like a sword and a tracking rocket launcher all in one.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's been a good Destiny week, I think.
It feels good to be back at it.
How was the raid the other night?
Oh, it was good.
We got all the way to Riven. So yeah.
And then there's you know when you're calling the well and there's the big like flag in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Some people kept shooting it and killing themselves.
We were trying to do the cheese method with cluster bombs. And first time, we were like a rocket
short. Was it me?
Like,
we're not sure. I wasn't going to say any names.
But the first time we did it, we were like one rocket shy.
He takes my spot in the raid. Then he kills himself at the end. Jeez.
And then after that, we just, like, a person would die. Two people would die. Three people would. It was just... Yeah, it was very clear. It was not happening.
I'm thinking we hit the wall.
Yeah. Well, you guys were like on like till like 2 o'clock, like around now, right? Like you were doing it. You were in there for a little bit.
We finished around 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, I was just background for the listeners. We had this raid started and organized as to who was going to be in it. And then some people at the end were like, oh, yeah, me too. And then, you know, we partied up.
We had seven people,
and it was like, all right, who's going to not raid?
It's the awkward silence.
I called it out.
Yeah.
I was very... I mean,
we all know who was supposed to be in there, right? We know who was supposed to be in there. And, you know, we all love each other. We're all friends. Racer was in party chat, but not like in... He didn't want to raid. And then... I was like, I almost had the Izanami Forge open. I just had to do the last, I had to go do the Terminus strike. And I was like, and plus I was tired too. And then I knew like some people wouldn't back down. You know what I mean? And it would be somebody that really wanted to do it wouldn't have to back out. I was like, all right, fine. It's like, you guys just go ahead. So we did that and opened the Forge and it was fun and.
I will say it's a pretty cool raid. The whole Dreaming City is pretty pretty awesome. Like there's one part, I remember one part in the raid where you climb up like a little jumping puzzle, but you climb and you're out in your outside.
Yeah.
And you can spin around and look at like the city, like the landscape.
I love the fact that you're like outside. I think this is like one of the first raids where you're outside. Like, not on a spaceship, not underground, not...
Yeah, you're outside most of the time.
On the moon, or... You know what I mean? Like,
what is it? Wrath of the Machine? That was the only other one where you were outside on top of the wall.
Oh, that's right. That's right, when you're on top of the wall. Yeah, when you're...
But that was a short period of time that you're outside.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, it's about half and half.
Have you guys done the new raid yet?
No. Not yet, but I'm ready. I'm ready now, baby.
The strike?
What I hear, it's kind of short. You can do it in about 40 minutes, and you can be anywhere from 6:15 to 6:30. But if everybody's 6:40, you have a much better chance of completing it.
I haven't seen any raid armor for that. Is there specific raid armor to that?
I don't know.
I mean, I know that there is like a really good shotgun at the beginning. I think, like, you know, in my Loot Fancy DM with Mark Square and the other guys from Jelly and Longboy, Mark got the new
shotgun. Like the Akellos.
Yeah,
except it's a kinetic and but it can come with trench barrel and it's pretty much a beast by itself, but that and then the new exotic or grenade launcher that comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the two everybody's going for and that's it. Everything else has been kind of a...
All right.
I don't know. I haven't seen much on it.
We'll try it. We'll have to try it soon.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else. You just want to make this short and sweet. I know Stu had to get off because he was up way
late. He actually does have work.
And but from all of us, I know we usually, like at this time of year, we do our, you know, like a holiday spectacular. Maybe we'll save that till next week. And sorry we don't have a full episode for you this week. If you're in the car and traveling and needed something to listen to. But actually, this I probably won't put this out until Christmas Day anyway, I don't think.
This is one of those weird, like, the way the holidays fall, it's really hard to, like, even have a spectacular just because timing would be hard. People are traveling. Christmas is soon.
Yeah. Poor planning on on my part. But I just want to say to everybody, have a happy holidays. And that's it. I think Stewie's going to give us a message at the end. I told him to record something, so I'll be editing it in after this,
really,
I guess.
Really can just after give these a good ass messages. Pounding and then just go make dinner. Like, that's
you guys have anything else? Oh, shit. Did I hit that by accident? Whoops.
Hey, Fluffy.
Oh, shit. By the way, I've been messaging with Fluffy. And, you know, I just want to say they may be Potato Thumbs podcast in our, you know, our sexy Discord competition we have going on. They are winning right now. Again, you know, Fluffy, damn you for organizing this thing between the holidays. But we are going to do another one, and we're going to raise the stakes. Okay. I can't really say what yet.
Did someone say stakes?
That's right. We're raising the stakes.
Raising the stakes?
It's so good. I'm going to get some A1. oh, my God. Speaking of steaks, I can't wait till tomorrow night. I'm making prime rib tomorrow for dinner. It's going to be yummy. We're having prime rib, and my wife is making loaded baked potato casserole.
Nice.
Which it's basically like a big tray of mashed potatoes, but with bacon and cheese and scallions in it. Oh my God.
So good. I'm having a leg of lamb, so.
Oh, that we were talking about that. We're going to have a leg of lamb.
We're making a glazed ham.
I think we're doing that. I'm going to make that on for Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I'm excited for Christmas breakfast, though.
Yeah, that's the best part. I love breakfast.
I think my wife is making a quiche and what else? French toast casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
I made my wife and I some tail ham, egg and cheeses this morning.
Oh, really? You can get that down there.
A Jersey special. Yeah, it's not called a tail ham. It's called pork roll, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. They call it, like in Delaware, they call it Taylor ham. Here, they call it pork roll.
Yeah, and then up there. Once you leave the East Coast, it's not Taylor ham anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah. Tastes good, though.
All right. Do you guys have anything else? Anything you want to say or shout outs? Or?
Honestly, if you guys didn't watch, you know, go throw a thanks or congrats at Lupo. He did his 24-hour stream to meet his goal for donating $1 million to St. Jude.
Wow.
He had to do $269,000 in a 24-hour period to do it. He surpassed it and got just over $610,000.
Oh, my God.
That's nuts.
So he has donated this year alone $1.3 million to St. or got that much donated to St. Jude.
What a man.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
He also played these little vignettes. I mean, but you know, he went strong and it was fun. My daughter and I actually watched a couple hours of it. Just, she thought it was amazing watching him. And
dude, there's no way I could stay up 24 hours. I thought in my head, I imagined like, oh man, it'd be awesome to do like a 24 hour stream or something like that. There is no way in hell.
No.
First of all, I would need 2 days. Because to stay up that 24 hours, and then the next day for me to like recover from my sleep
24 hours.
He went to sleep and he was back on tonight. He finished and then was back on tonight streaming again.
That's crazy.
That's dedication.
That's crazy.
But yeah, he did that. I watched it. It was amazing. I mean, it was one of those just like the generosity is always there, but it was a good stream and you could just tell. I mean, you can always tell he's
a good human.
It really makes you think that, you know, sometimes good things happen to good people, like the people that deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, there are people who are partnered streamers that are complete fucking pieces of, pieces of shit, you know, with their stream and with their communities and everything. And then this guy, you know, became this, this entertainer. And uses it for good like this. It's just amazing, you know. Just, you know, even like thinking back to the whole reason we even had him on our show for the first time is the stream he did, and he raised $10,000, and that was like, I mean,
huge.
That was just massive. And now
he did 60,000 in like half an hour this time, and it's like, yeah. But and it was fun because this morning one of his milestones was he would have Charlie and Mrs. Dr. Lupo play on stream a round of Fortnite together. Awesome. that was on this morning because he passed that goal after Charlie had gone to sleep. And everyone's like, "What? When you get?" And he's like, "I'm not waking up my kid to do this. You can just all wait." And yeah. I'm like, "That's true." But it was cute, and they did it, and they got fourth place. And all I can think is, "Damn it, they're better than I am." And this is a 3-year-old who's like, you know, let's go over there. Let's get the blaster. And it's like, he does better at Fortnite than I do.
That's awesome.
It was a cute part. And he's actually, Lupo, since he's surpassed, he's going to have a new thing where his mom's going to play Oculus Rift on stream.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then apparently he's going to try and figure it out. He's going to do a stream with Charlie playing Trains. Got to tune in for that. And then the other one is he is doing a multi-box Fortnite game. One controller controlling 4 versions of himself on 4 different consoles in a squad.
Oh my gosh.
In a squad.
So it's going to be a squad of Lupos fighting. I'm very interested in that. But I mean, it was a good stream to watch.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's a feel good story for Christmas. All right. Let's put a pin in it here, or else, like I said, next thing you know, we're going to be talking for like 2 hours, and it's already like pretty late. And frankly, I feel like I need to play like a Magic Crucible before I go to bed. Like, I don't know. Okay. What do are you down with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. To everybody out there, be excellent to each other. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding states of gold. Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best!
Someone shit on the coats!
Hi, everybody. This is Stu Gatso. You may recognize me from such award-winning and hit podcasts as the Dad Tales podcast, or more recently, Distinguished Gentlemen. I just wanted to take a moment and wish all the listeners and your families a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, all of that bullshit. But you know, I got some stuff on my mind. So allow myself to indulge myself. Christmas music, man, and I don't know, there's some messed up songs, dudes. Like, we can all acknowledge that Baby It's Cold Outside is a date rape anthem, right? Creepy as hell, and it just doesn't really work. But that's not it. There are quite a few other Christmas songs that are just all kinds of fucked. How about Mommy Kissing Santa Claus? Sure, you might think this is a nice, sweet, innocent song, until you realize that this child is watching her adulterous mother make out with a fat elf. Sure, you might look at Santa, like many of us do, and say, I bet you he's a good cuddler. But you can't be doing that in front of your kids. That's just wrong. Come on, man. How about All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth? I don't think I need to tell you guys that dental care is incredibly expensive. I think this song is a really good reminder that you should brush and floss regularly throughout the year, but especially at the holidays. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I'm just going to stop you right there. That is a wild animal. Have you seen the jaws on that thing? A hippopotamus would snap your child in two. Don't think because they're big and fat, they're kind of funny looking. Don't think that those are innocent creatures. Please, don't buy hippopotamus or hippopotami for your children. It will not end well, I promise. How about the little drummer boy? Let's paint a picture for the listeners. We have a family. They're on the run. Literally on the run for their lives. They're not in a hotel. They're in a freaking manger. You got goats and donkeys and shit running around. It's cold. It smells. Son of God or not, that's a newborn baby. I'm sure he's cranky and hungry. How about some blankets? Maybe a formula, you know? Something useful. No, instead this little schmuck walks in there and he's like, I got a bitchin' drum solo. Man, get lost with that garbage. Oh, and speaking of gifts, you got frankincense, you got myrrh, then you got this third wise ass who totally blows the $20 gift budget out of the water and shows up with a bar of gold. You think those other two wise men are too happy about it? Come on, their gifts look like garbage comparatively now. How about Rudolph? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Ha ha ha, you're so funny, ha ha, look at your goofy nose. Yo, this reindeer, he's ostracized his entire life. They mock him, they laugh at him, they make fun of him, they won't play with the guy. Then one day, Santa, that selfish prick, realizes, you know what? I can exploit this guy for my own material benefit. I mean, listen, if you know me, I'm not a huge pro-union guy. But if there was some better representation on the labor force, I don't think that Rudolph would have been roped into this at the last minute the way he was. Oh, speaking of Rudolph, run, run, Rudolph. Look, man, Santa has one job. One night a year, he's got to do stuff. You think that fat fuck could set an alarm? No. Instead, it's run, Rudolph, run. Santa's late. Santa shit the bed, and now it's your fault. Come on, Rudolph, get on the freeway. Go on, buddy. Uh-oh, he got hit by a car. Have you ever seen the carcass of a deer on the side of the road? That is a very real possibility, and all because of what? Because Santa had to hit the snooze button? What a joke, selfish elf. Look, man, Christmas, it's not about commercialism. It's not about what gifts did you give or what gifts did you get. It's not about the birth of Santa like some would have you believe. Christmas, at its core, is about getting drunk with your family and telling them how much their life choices and political affiliations disappoint you. So from me and mine to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas from Stu Gatzo, my beautiful wife, and our lovely children. Okay, it's child right now, but in a few months, it'll be children. And like, fuck man, I don't got time to re-record this. Justin, can you just edit this shit out? Thanks, bud, you're a gem. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. STUGATZZO. There's an underscore in there somewhere. Don't forget about it. The fuck is the off button on this thing?